Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Good morning. Alyssa, you're a huge fan of the Twilight series.
You bet I am.
The books or the movie?
Both.
And the movie, you're such a big fan of the movie, you actually went to go see it in the theater. Wasn't it just a few months ago?
Yeah, it was the 20th anniversary, I believe, of the, I don't remember if it was the movie or the book, but it was back in theaters in October.
Why am I hearing that there's rumors, rumblings about remaking Twilight?
Oh, because Kristen Stewart, my girl. She's got the rumor mill going right now.
You're a fan of Kristen Stewart.
I love, 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 love Kristen Stewart. This is not a Kristen Stewart hate house by any means.
There is a segment of the population that doesn't care for her. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I get that. But like, she,
I don't really get it. That's why I ask.
She was like a huge part of my childhood with that movie. And I also just like, I feel like I've kind of grown up with her. We're like roughly the same age. And I just think she's so cool.
Yeah, like, I don't have any issue with her, but you know, I get on social media and I see things that I don't understand, and
yeah,
that's one of the things. It's Kristen Stewart is.
I mean, she's known for being kind of monotone, and that's yeah. Like that's kind of her thing. But she said that she would love to readapt the Twilight film, which I don't know if that would mean her kind of coming back in like a director way, because I know she's been taking more of like director roles lately. I doubt that she would come back as Bella Swan, but I never say never. I would love to see it.
Someone cornered Kristen Stewart recently. I don't know where she was, but some reporter asked her about remaking Twilight. This is what she had to say.
Imagine if we had like a huge budget and like a bunch of love and support, and like, I don't know. I would love to readapt. Yeah, sure. I'll do the remake. I'm doing it. I'm committed.
Oh, I love her so much. Yeah, see, that's all the convincing it took.
I just don't understand the point of doing it. It really hasn't even felt that long since Twilight came out. Like what?
I mean, it's been 20 years. It's been like my entire adolescence, teen life. I'm an adult now. And that very much took over my childhood.
So maybe I'm not understanding. So they want to remake it or they want to add to it like Star Wars?
I'm not sure.
Like you have Star Wars.
There
and then
is still one more book that Stephanie Meyer, the author of Twilight, it's actually Twilight, the original book from Edward's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And she had that like script sitting for like years and years. She finally put it out a couple years ago. It's called Midnight Sun. So there is, technically speaking, there is a book with no movie.
That would make more sense to me to make another chapter of the series, to continue the storyline, not start from the beginning again.
This would kind of be like if they did a movie on Midnight Sun, it would just be a redo of Twilight, but instead of looking at it from Bella's perspective, it would be from Edward's.
Like, it drives me crazy when they keep redoing Superman and Batman. It's like they just reboot and they start from the beginning and it's a new Batman character or Superman actor and it's a whole new storyline. I'm not in for all that.
I'm not a Marvel or a DC girly, but man, if there was a Twilight universe, I'd be all in. I'd be the worst kind of person.
You've got Q104 this morning. Thanks for being here. It's the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So if there's one thing I'd like to do in 2026 is spend less time on social media.
I think that's a good like sort of resolution to have. I know you don't do resolutions, so I don't want to call it that, but that's a good goal.
But it usually backfires, especially when I need to find things to talk about in the show.
Yeah.
So there is a woman. She is single. She is 20-something. I think she lives in New York City. Her name is Rock. And she is getting some attention because she put out a list of bare minimum rules for men to follow on a first date.
Okay.
So she's got about 7 of them here. See if you agree with all of these rules.
All right.
Because there's a little bit of controversy over some of them.
Okay, so these are bare minimum things that men should be expected to do on a first date.
According to a single 20-something person who lives in New York.
So she's living the life.
Number one is pay the bill.
I don't agree with that, but okay.
Would you rather split the bill on a first date?
Split the bill.
Okay.
Yeah.
No matter what, split the bill.
Yeah, I want to split the bill. I don't want to feel like I owe anybody anything.
So when in the dating courtship process does someone start picking up the entire check? Do you just, like, when do you do that? The second date? And then all of a sudden, does that guarantee that you have to have a third date? Because it's lopsided at that point. Because
I would almost say second date, I would like more so allow it. Because
okay.
At that point, you probably kind of know if you're feeling each other, if you're vibing.
So let's say someone picks up the check on the second date.
Mm-hmm.
Would you feel obligated to have a third date so you could pay the check?
No.
Okay.
No.
Would you let him pick up the check on the third date?
I would be polite and like try to fight it, but like not actually. I'd be like, no, I got it, and wait for him to like reach for the bill and be like, no, I have it. And be like, okay. Fight's over.
Here's some of the other things on her list. Open the door, all doors.
Whatever. Okay.
Do you not like it when a guy holds the door open for you?
I literally don't notice.
So it's not something you appreciate?
It's not something I would pay attention to. Like, okay. I wouldn't notice if they did or didn't.
Let her order first.
This is a 20-something?
Yeah.
This feels very boomer.
I do that. Even now, I always let Paula order first.
Really?
Or whatever lady is sitting at the table, I always let them order first, and then I order.
I've never noticed that. Interesting.
Let her sit in the booth. So I guess if you go to a restaurant and you're sitting at one of those, it's one side booth, one side chair. You always let the lady have the booth.
You know what? I do agree with that because like when I go out to eat with my mom, I always give my mom the booth for that exact reason that I'm like, you earned this. This is take your throne, queen.
You know what? I like the chair.
Really?
Yeah, I do like the chair.
Okay. Well, good. Because that's where you're sitting.
All right. Good. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Thanks for hanging with us. Q104, The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we're talking about this list of bare minimums that you should expect on a first date. And this was created by a single 20-something in New York City. It was on social media, and it was going viral. So I grabbed it. I thought we could talk about it. Texts are coming in. Someone texts in, Alyssa, oh no, stop it. You absolutely deserve to order first at a restaurant.
It's just not something I've ever considered. It's just, I don't pay attention to who orders first or who doesn't.
So you're telling me that when the server comes to the table, sometimes Bryce will order his meal before you have a chance to order yours? He doesn't defer every single time. He should be deferring.
I mean, most of the time he probably will let me go first. I don't know.
But you don't notice it.
But it's not something I notice. Maybe if you ask him, he will say, like, I for sure always let her order first. But on the receiving end of that, I just don't pay attention. I never have. Same thing with doors being opened and all of that kind of, like, old-timey chivalry stuff. It's just not ingrained in me.
Someone else texted in, the guy pays the bill on the first date every time. Second date you can split.
And I understand people's argument for that. I really do. And I get it either way. I mean, it is 2026. I think one person can pay for it, guy or girl. But I do think that, like, at least in my world, it was always nicer to pay on the first date. That way, it's like you don't owe them anything. You don't have to talk to them again if you don't want to. You don't have to see them again. You don't feel bad for them treating you to dinner.
It's been a long time since I've been dating. Aren't you glad to find that out?
Yes.
It's been a long time since I've been on a date.
Which is great to know, considering that him and his wife have been married almost 20 years. So yeah.
We've been together since 2001. I would think that, wouldn't it depend on who asked who out? Like, can you go by that rule? Like, whoever asks who out, like, if you ask me out on a date, would you then be responsible for picking up the check? Although, I still wouldn't allow that to happen.
Yeah.
That's just the old-fashioned whatever was instilled in me when I was younger. I would still never allow the female to pay on a first date.
Fun fact, actually, my husband Bryce, on our first date, it was during COVID, and so we just went to get ramen takeout and took it back to my apartment to, like, watch a documentary and eat it. Our first time hanging out, he did not even try to pay for me, and that's when I think I fell in love with him. I was like, thank you. I don't even have to fight you. Like, you're not even going to try to pay for me. You're just going to let me get it. I don't feel pressured to talk to you again. This is great. And now look at us. It all worked out. Now we're married.
I just don't get it. I don't understand that. But whatever
works. If it works, it works.
If it works for you, it works for you, right?
I suppose.
What would Taylor Swift say about all this?
I'd love to know.
I'd love to know what she would think about paying on a first date. It's Q104. It's Q104. I don't know if you know this or not, but there's going to be a Muppets revival on Disney Plus. Sabrina Carpenter is going to be a part of it.
I have been hearing so much buzz about this Muppets revival. I love it.
It's the return of the Muppet Show. Back on the very stage where it all started and then ended and is maybe starting again depending on how tonight goes.
So this is going to be February 4th on Disney Plus, and Sabrina Carpenter will be the first guest on that first show. I don't know if this is a one-time thing or if they're going to, if this is going to be like a series.
Did you see that Emma Stone was recently asked something about playing Miss Piggy?
Oh, I did hear about this, that there's going to be a Miss Piggy movie.
Yeah. And she responded something to the tune of, like, how dare you insult Miss Piggy like that, like, by saying that I could play her. She's a queen.
Oh, that's
like
a good
something
way to
along those lines. And I was just like, yes.
It's a good way to handle it. Good vibes on the way. 216-474-0104. We also have an announcement regarding good vibes coming up after 7 this morning. So we'll have good vibes on the way. We'll hear from you. And then we've got something that we're excited about that we want to tell you also. Coming up after 7, the Q Morning Show. Let's go to Sheffield Lake to get a good vibe from Phoebe. Phoebe, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Please share a good vibe with us.
So I am having the best day. I found out this morning that my dog is actually cancer-free after 6 months of going through just an absolute nightmare. And I, like, could not be happier. I want to, like, scream this from the rooftops. Like, my dog means everything to me. We've been through dating and breakups and moving and jobs and just all sorts of things together. And he is my best friend. And I was devastated when I found out. I'm just so happy. Cause like, I can't imagine losing him and I can't imagine my life without him. And this is amazing. Like, I'm so lucky that I get to have more time with him.
Phoebe, what is your dog's name?
His name is Sam.
How did you find out that Sam wasn't well?
So, you know, Sam had a little, like, weird mark on his, underbelly. And I was like, oh, that's weird. It looks like a bug bite or something. And I said, that's so strange. And I took him to the vet and I was like, you know, this is a little weird. And they said, oh, let's test it. And they found out it was cancer. And
oh, my God.
Yeah. And it had spread. So he had to go through some, like, chemo and he had to go through some surgeries. And it was really... It was a lot of money. It was hard.
What was the prognosis at the time? What was it? What were they telling you?
They didn't know because they weren't sure how much it had spread at the time.
Yeah.
And then as we were going, they were like, you know, we might have gotten it all in surgery, but we should do this just to be safe. And like his blood work was really crazy. They weren't really sure because they said it could be, you know, not just one cancer, it could be other cancers. You don't really know in dogs. And they were like, you know, we don't want to promise that, you know, this surgery is going to fix everything. You know, maybe you do the surgery and then, you know, he could get sicker. You don't know. You don't know until you like try. And it costs a lot of money, a lot of money. I have like maxed out my credit cards to do this.
It's got to feel so nice though to just be able to like breathe again. And because I know that feeling of being like just waiting for the other shoe to drop, being like, I think we're good, but I don't know for sure. But now you can finally just like relax, get some cuddles in with Sam. You both deserve it.
I mean, I've been holding my breath since like the summer, like just like hoping that everything's going to work out. And it's like, it's finally, everything's going to be okay. Like, I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders. And like, instead of thinking every moment could be my last with him, like I can plan like a future with us. Like we can just like go on trips together like we used to. And it's just going to be so nice to have my best friend back.
Fantastic news to begin 2026. Thank you, Phoebe.
Thank you so much.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
But
Olivia Dean, you're on Q104 this morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. So let's get to this announcement. This year, in 2026, we anticipate being able to give back and create our own good vibes. We have good vibes every morning at 6:55. That's how we start the show. And we're so grateful that you listen to this show. And there's not enough ways for us to show our appreciation, but this is one of them. We want to try to make a difference in people's lives. People that live here in Northeast Ohio, because we live here in Cleveland. We're not a show that's based out of New York. We're not from Nashville. We're right here in Cleveland, and we live here with you. And we've have this opportunity. We've teamed up with 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee, who have become a great partner to our show because they're now sponsoring Good Vibes.
Yeah.
And we want to start creating our own good vibes. Now, what does that mean? Like, when I say that, what does that mean? I'm going to try to explain, because I know it may take a few examples before you catch on to what we're doing, but we need your help right away, because we want to know who we can help
and how we can help.
You know, maybe it's someone who needs some help paying their rent this month, or they're behind on bills, or something. It's just a way to make someone's life easier.
Maybe, I don't know, little girl has a dance recital coming up. Those costumes are expensive. Need some help with that.
It can be anything.
That's the kind of stuff that we want to be able to help. Take a load off of your plate.
It can be anything. It can be a person. It can be a family. It can be an organization.
Yeah.
Someone who's out there doing good things, and they just need a little help from us. So here's what you need to do. If you want to get in touch with us and you want to let us know about a person or an organization, you go to Q104.com.
You can nominate.
On the website right there, I believe it says Bill and Alyssa, 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee, Caffeine for a Cause. And there's a form there that you can fill out, and that will get in front of us, and we'll consider it, and maybe we can do something.
Yeah, tell us all the details, what's going on, how we can help.
And if any of this is unclear, just send us a DM at the Q Morning Show on our Instagram, and we'll point you in the right direction on how to go through the right steps to get something like this done.
Again,
because I can't wait to get started.
All the details on this are on our site, though, Q104.com. If you want to check it out.
Yeah, we love hearing your good vibes every morning. And now we're going to be creating some good vibes on our own, thanks to our friends at 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
Yay! I know. I got a flyer in the mail from 7 Brew a couple months ago. We have it hanging in the studio. Literally says, brewing good vibes daily.
Yeah.
And I was like, what a perfect marriage we have. They're good vibes. We're good vibes. Love it.
Let's make it happen. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Am I the Bleephole? Our first potential Bleephole in 2026 is Whitney. Whitney, good morning.
Hey.
What's going on with you?
My girlfriend's mad at me because I didn't want to hear about her cat that just died. Which I hear it, like, I hear that it sounds bad, but it's not really, like, the same.
Her cat died. How is that not bad?
No. I mean, like it's one of those things where, like, I love animals. Like, I'm honestly kind of like a dog person, but like I have nothing against cats. Like, I love all animals, and I just get like super triggered when I hear about anything like bad happening to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when you're on TikTok and like something crazy happens and I'm just like bawling my face off.
Oh, I'm a mess. I cry at least once a day scrolling through TikTok.
100%. I mean, one feels light, but like, yeah, totally. So like this happens over the holidays, right? My girlfriend called me and like wants to talk about her cat. And I was like, I didn't want to. I can't handle it. I've told you numerous times that I clearly don't want to talk about it. She clearly did, but I just like hung up on her. I was like, I can't.
Okay. Whitney, when you say girlfriend, are you talking about a friend of yours, or is this a romantic relationship that we're in?
Bro, 2026. It's romantic.
Oh, that's even worse. This
no,
is somebody that you're dating and you wouldn't let her talk about her cat that just died.
And you hung up on her.
Oh, Whitney.
So is this relationship going to end?
I hope not, but she's like really mad at me and now she's like not returning my calls or texts. And I just like don't think she should be mad.
Have you talked to her at all?
No, she won't return my calls or texts.
So this relationship might be over.
Oof.
Yeah, I just don't think she should be mad at me for, like, establishing my boundaries. You know what I mean?
That's true, Alyssa. You're the one who talks about establishing boundaries all the time.
Healthy boundaries are so important.
And Whitney, you're saying that with your girlfriend, you said numerous times, I'm sorry about your cat, but I don't want to talk about
this.
But
I can't be the sounding board for this.
Like a million times.
Ah.
216-474-0104. Whitney's girlfriend had some bad luck. Her cat passed away. Wanted to cry on Whitney's shoulder. And Whitney's like, no.
No, not it.
Hung up on her. Is she the bleephole for doing that? 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. Señorita. Justin. 7:30 banger. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. We're in the middle of Am I the Bleephole? We were just talking with Whitney, who has a relationship with someone who just lost their cat. And as you might do when you're upset about something, you call someone and you want to share those feelings. And this person called Whitney, and Whitney said, I don't want to hear about your cat. You know, I'm sorry that happened, but I'm not comfortable hearing about dead cats.
And she said that she has made this very clear to her girlfriend. But now the question really is like, do you get to have that choice as a partner? Like, do you get to just say, like, I'm tapping out, I can't be part of this one?
So we have Chris in Independence. We also have Chris in Ravenna standing by. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
What were your thoughts here? Is Whitney the bleep hole for not
Whitney
wanting
is the
to
bleep hole?
Okay, why
not
do you think
so? Not a good friend. Not a good friend. What? No, your cat is like your roommate, like your family.
So she should be listening.
Whitney should have been more empathetic.
Empathetic, yes.
All right, let's go to Chris in Ravenna. Chris, good
Hello.
Morning. What are your thoughts on Am I the Bleep Hole?
Absolutely the bleep hole. As a partner, friend, whatever, but more as so as a partner, you're supposed to be there to support each other, good and bad. You don't get to choose, you know, and if she's bailing out on something this simple, I'd hate to see how she is on more triggered items in the future.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that she's considering, Whitney is considering, like, talking about a dead cat to be like, I'm setting my boundary, we can't talk about this.
Right.
Like, that's more of just, like, venting, expressing your, like, emotions. Like, I feel like setting boundaries is more like, hey, like, let's not talk about this thing because it ups. I guess I'm describing what Whitney is saying, but I just don't think it applies.
If this was a friendship, I think that's one thing. I think that's one thing, right? Like, you don't want to, you know, there's friends that you would go to when something bad happens. There's friends that you automatically gravitate towards.
Right.
And there's other friends that you wouldn't. But
exactly.
They're still in your circle of friends.
Like, when I was dating, if I had just gotten broken up with, there was a friend that I would call to cry. But then if I needed to go party, there was a different friend that I would call. So, like, I understand that everybody serves their purpose. But I don't know that you get to choose what purpose you serve as a partner.
In a romantic relationship.
Right.
Right. I understand boundaries. I absolutely understand boundaries. But I think that in the context of wanting to grow a relationship, an intimate relationship with someone, I think sometimes you got to step outside your comfort zone so you're able to show compassion and empathy for another person.
Yeah. Like and for what it's worth, I mean, Whitney sounded pretty young. Could be an opportunity to grow. Learn something. Communication. It's key.
All good stuff. I still see more texts coming in, too. 216-474-0104. You can call us. You can text us. It's the Q Morning Show. Q104. It's Q104. I have to ask you, the Huntrick song.
Mm-hmm.
What is the lyrics to that song? Like, I'm what? We have to look up the lyrics real quick.
Like, oh, no, because the thing is that I sing that song in the studio every time that it's on. And I know that's why you're asking me, thinking that I know what the lyrics are. I don't. I'm just kind of like, nothing like I'm born to be.
What is she saying?
I don't know. I think she's saying born like I'm born to. Wait, no more hiding. Now I'm shining like we're born to be.
Like we're born to be.
Maybe.
I don't hear
know.
That.
I could be so wrong.
I don't hear that. This is what I hear. Like I'm Barnaby.
Who's Barnaby?
I'm going to date myself, but I don't care. Barnaby is a Cleveland television icon. He did this kid show. Like when I was a little kid, I think it was like on, I think it's Channel 3 locally. His name was Barnaby. It was Lynn Sheldon. And he had like a it was like Mr. Rogers.
Okay.
Locally. Barnaby. That's what I hear.
Barnaby.
Like I'm Barnaby.
No, I don't think that's the lyric, but that would be fun.
It's definitely not the lyric.
It is like I'm born to be, but I'll let you believe that it's like what's his name?
Barnaby. Please tell me I'm not the only one that remembers Barnaby. I can't be, right? Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We're going to play in less than 10 minutes. We need a contestant right now, 216-474-0104. Still giving away Bill and Alyssa official coffee mugs. And all you have to do is take on Alyssa in a trivia challenge. 216-474-0104. Caller 14, Alyssa's College of Knowledge is next. Tiffany in Aurora. Are you a first-time player, Tiffany?
I am, yep.
Thank you for listening to us, and good luck to you. It's a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge, you versus Alyssa. Whoever answers the most questions correctly will win, unless it's a tie, then Alyssa wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Question number one, Tiffany. Fill in the blank on this famous book, War and Blank.
Oh, War and Love.
Question two. He was a founding father who organized the Boston Tea Party. He's also named after a beer.
Sam Adams.
Question three. The 2001 film starring Ben Stiller as a clueless fashion model brainwashed to kill the Prime Minister of Malaysia.
Oh my God. What? Zoolander.
Question four. If you hear someone talking about a Demigorgon, most likely they are talking about what TV show?
Demigorgon. Is that what was in Stranger Things?
Final question. There are two U.S. states that are rectangular. Name one of them.
Tennessee. I don't know.
All right, Tiffany, let me count up your correct answers. I have you down with three correct.
Okay.
Three of them. Not too bad. Will Alyssa get three? Will she get more than three? Alyssa's College of Knowledge continues next. The Q Morning Show. Alyssa has returned. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge. You've got Q104. Alyssa, meet Tiffany, who is a first-time player.
Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning.
And she did pretty well. A lot of people have done way worse playing for the first time.
How'd it go?
Tiffany went 3 for 5.
Nice. Good job.
So, Alyssa, you need three to tie her. Any more than that, you're going to win the game. Question one, fill in the blank on this famous book, War and Blank.
Peace.
War and Peace is what I was looking for. Question two, he was a founding father who organized the Boston Tea Party. He's also named after a beer.
Oh, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams is correct. That's two. The 2001 film starring Ben Stiller as a clueless fashion model brainwashed to kill the Prime Minister of Malaysia.
Zoolander.
Zoolander is correct. Alyssa gets the tie. Question four, if you hear someone talking about a Demigorgon, most likely they are watching what TV show?
That would be Stranger Things.
Stranger Things is correct. Will she go 5 for 5? There are two U.S. states that are rectangular. Name one of them.
Colorado.
Colorado is one of them.
Yes.
Wyoming is the other one.
The square states.
So Alyssa goes 5 for 5 to knock out Tiffany.
Woo! Good game, especially for your first showing. Not bad.
Tiffany, thank you so much. We do have some prizes for you, all right? Some parting gifts.
All right. My name's Tiffany, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. 216-474-0104. If your name is Jessica and you're listening to our show right now, we need your help for what we're about to talk about next.
And maybe, we want to talk to you.
Maybe you know what we're going to talk about next.
I doubt it.
You don't think so?
I don't think people know what we're getting into.
You don't think this information has spilled over yet?
I don't think so. I don't think it's common knowledge.
All right. Looking for Jessicas right now. Random. The sky is not opalite. I just went down the hall and I looked outside. It looks like it's 8 o'clock at night outside.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it like dark and gloomy?
It is.
Ooh.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. All right. We have some Jessicas. Jessica in Concord. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. So I have Jessica in Concord. I'm also going to bring in Jessica in Medina. Jessica, good
Hi.
Morning.
Hello.
It's All right. Jessica party.
It is.
It's exactly what I wanted. All right. So I'm not sure if either of you are aware, but there's some news this morning.
For the Jessicas.
For the Jessicas only.
Yeah.
So you guys know
I'm
what
I'm so interested in this.
You know what a Karen is, right?
Yeah.
Oh, a Karen? Okay, yes.
Heard
We're not Karen.
Wow.
Just hold on. Don't get ahead of me now.
Yeah, you just wait.
Oh boy.
So a Karen is the slang term that, refers to the person that wants to speak to the manager.
Yeah, that's basically. It's pretty much just, you know, boomers being boomers.
They feel like the rules don't apply to them. They make unreasonable complaints.
The asymmetrical haircut. You know the type.
So what do we know about Jessica's this morning, Alyssa?
Well, we know that Gen Z are now calling this era of Karens, this generation of Karens, Jessica.
No.
Congratulations. You guys are the new Karen.
Now, why does Gen Z get to make this decision?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure how they got to call the shots for this, because I don't recall millennials being the ones who came up with the Karen thing.
I think Karen's working out just fine. Why do we need
I don't think we needed to re-up it, but Jessica, I mean, every Jessica I've met has been quite nice.
Well, thank you.
Our two Jessica listeners sound very nice. I don't know if this is going to be a thing that's going to catch
up. I don't know if this is going to stick, but I'm interested to see, because I don't meet many Karens like that are my age, if any, but I do meet a lot of Jessicas. So as we start getting older, I'm like, that's what we're going to be called, I guess.
Well, can I give you my opinion?
Yes.
I think it's because there are like so many Jessicas. My name is Jessica, and I probably between Facebook and like people I actually have stored in my phone and like patients I have in my line of work, I probably know probably three dozen Jessicas.
Oh, it's a lot of Jessicas.
I want to look at my phone. How many Jessicas do I have in my contact phone?
Oh, geez.
So I'm thinking it's a generational thing, like our age group. There's just like an abundance of Jessicas. I believe it was one of the most common names when my parents named me. I don't know about you, Jessica, but I'm 42.
Yes, it was in the 80s. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Early to mid 80s. Yes. I honestly remember my mom telling me the story about me running in between, like the clothes racks at Kmart, like hiding, and she yelled Jessica, and three little girls like ran to their mom saying, "Oh my God, this lady yelled at me. Oh my God." You know, so yeah. I think that it's just like there's an abundance of Jessicas.
So many of you.
Well, I don't know why that means you have to be Karen, though.
Yeah,
I mean, that doesn't make sense to me.
You're in good company.
Just because there's a lot of them doesn't mean that we have to turn them into Karens. I don't understand that part. I will not be jumping on this trend, just so you know.
No, and I'm actually called that. Jessica Rabbit. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So you got your own thing.
Yes.
Completely different reasons,
yeah.
I would assume.
I mean, there are really good Jessicas, like Jessica Lange. Like, she's phenomenal.
Yes.
Love her.
And, right.
So, famous Jessicas.
We should just make that the rest of the show.
I have five Jessicas in my phone contact list. That's not a lot.
I think I only have like two.
All right. It's the Q1. This should be like a daily segment. Jessica's at 8:05.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Q104. David Guetta, Teddy Swims, Tones and I. The Q Morning Show, it's Q104, Bill and Alyssa with you. So Alyssa has a membership to Costco. It's by marriage. However, you married into your Costco membership.
Yes.
And Alyssa is not a fan.
No, I don't do the big box stores very well. I don't like having that big of like a warehouse space to have to go through. It just overwhelms me. I don't know. I enjoy like the Trader Joe's and the Aldi's of the world where I can like see over all the shelves.
So what would compel you to enter a Costco yesterday?
Well, my husband wanted to go, so I was along for the ride.
Well, why couldn't he go on his own?
I kind of wanted to go with him. I felt like being brave. I hadn't been back since I went to return Halloween candy after trick-or-treat, because we had bought an extra bag. So this is my first time back in months. But he wanted to go and like do some grocery shopping. But I didn't realize we have very different methods of attacking Costco shopping, of how we would like to do it. Because Bryce, the way that he shops at Costco, the middle section, he avoids it till the very end, and then he will go through the middle.
Okay.
The middle section is the part of the store that tempts me the entire time. That's what I want to go look at.
Why is that? Because of the clothes?
Not even really the clothes. I want to go look at like the home stuff, the pillows, the furniture. I just want to look. Like I'm probably not even going to buy. I just want to look. I want to look at the books. I want to look at all the little candies and the snacks and the fun stuff. And Bryce saves it to last. He does the entire perimeter of the store. And then so he's basically like, it'll be your reward at the end. But then at the end, he didn't even want to go through it. He was like, okay, like we saw everything. We just walked down the middle. I was like, bro, you got to snake through it. Like there's so many other things to see. And it's just not his favorite part of the store. So he wanted to just like skip it. And I was like, no, we can't do that. Because this is my treat for getting through this Costco trip, is getting to this section of the store. I sat there and watched you look at chicken skewers for 5 minutes.
Okay.
Now you're going to sit there and look at me going through pillows, and that's how it's going to be.
So are you saying that he refused you? Like he just wanted to get through the whole thing and just
he
get to the
to
registers?
Rush it, and I was not allowing it. I was like, I did not rush you the rest of this trip. You are not rushing me on my happy spot.
And you won? Like he?
I did.
He just waited patiently?
I did. And then when we left, he was the first one that said, he was like, we have such different ways of shopping at Costco.
Yeah.
Maybe next time we go, he's like, that we'll just go through the middle, like halfway through. Like we'll do one half of the store and then we'll do the middle. And then you will like, you'll be able to get through the trip better because you'll be happier.
That's interesting. I don't even know how Paula shops Costco. Like we don't go together.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, okay.
And we haven't in years. 216-474-0104. I can tell you my Costco strategy. I can tell you how I go through the store. But I thought it would be interesting if anybody has like Costco hacks, like little tips, like because you learn how to shop Costco, you know, the more you do it, it's like reps.
Yeah, I'm still learning. I've only been, I mean, probably in my whole life, less than, I could probably count on like one hand.
All right.
How many times I've been to Costco.
All right. 216-474-0104. Your Costco hacks coming up. The Q Morning Show. Q104, the Q Morning Show. We're sharing some Costco hacks this morning because Alyssa is a member. She doesn't enjoy going, but I think if she figured out like a system, like a method, like the Costco hack, And I think you would enjoy it much more. I think you would look forward to going.
Because my issue is that I get very overwhelmed. I get very, like, overstimulated in Costco.
But if you go in with a plan, I think you might enjoy it. Sharon in Parma, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your Costco hack you want to share?
Okay, if I know that I'm going to be buying frozen foods and vegetables, I do that last. So I start off with the middle. I'll get my, go through the clothing, the home goods, whatever, and then go to what I really came for, because you know about where everything is mm-hmm. that you're going to go for, and that will get you out the door faster. So you're browsing, like, oh, I don't need those men's shirts, blah, 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 and then go get what you want, and then head out the door.
See, that's what I think, too, just logistically. Like, you don't want to put frozen stuff in the cart and then spend a bunch of time meandering around.
Yeah, if you have frozen stuff in the cart, then you don't want to spend all your time in the middle looking at
right.
clothes and
but
shoes
I mean,
and
we
socks.
We did. We had frozen stuff in the cart, but that's just my husband. That's how he strategizes Costco, is do the perimeter and then the middle.
Well, you got to get on the same page with this.
Yeah, I know.
You can't go in with differing strategies. Steph in Streetsboro. Now, Steph says that this is a Walmart hack, but it works at Costco. It works anywhere. Steph, good morning.
Good morning.
What is your hack you want to share?
So with the Walmart app, what I do is before we go grocery shopping, I put everything in the cart. And when you put items in a cart, it tells you exactly what aisle everything's in, and it's all organized. So my husband and I go into Walmart, and he starts at the front of the store, and then I start at the back of the store, and we work our way to the middle. And as we pick up things, we take it out of the cart in the app. So it cuts the shopping trip in half.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
So you got to use an app, though.
No, is that?
Yeah.
I'm not super familiar with Costco, Bill.
They don't have an app.
They do. Yes,
what?
They do.
Costco, they have an app?
Yes, because I used the Costco app last night to pull up my card to get into the club.
What do you use the app
yep.
for?
They
what?
Have your membership card in there, and then you can also do all your returns through the app, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, never mind. You're going to be useless, though, because you're not going to know. I was going to ask if that's
you don't need
something
the app.
That you can do with Costco.
You don't need the app.
Bill's still living in 1999.
You don't
He's
need
fine.
It. Now, if you're just making things more complicated.
We're talking about hacks and how to make Costco trips easier.
Okay, I'll tell you what I do.
Okay.
And I think that it'll be much more easier for you. Next, after Alex Warren. The Q Morning Show. You know what's funny is I'm not even the Costco shopper in the family anymore.
What?
That used to be my responsibility. And I had it for years. I don't think it was taken away from me. It's just that Paula has just assumed that responsibility because it's closer to her work.
Okay. So it wasn't like hastily revoked.
No. So the,
okay.
So the Costco and Avon, the only time I really go there now is just to get gas. And then so it's right by her work. So she does the shopping now.
See, the gas station, that I'm not ready for that. Not at all.
Why not?
The gas station.
Why are you not ready for it?
Because
what's the problem?
Like, I don't. Never mind.
What?
There's a lot of people. Maybe not here. The Costco in my brain, the Costco that I've had around like for the past, I don't know, like 6 years. I'm not joking when I say like the line for the gas station would go out of the shopping plaza that the Costco was in. Because that many people would be in line waiting to get gas.
It's a long line.
Sounds awful.
Why?
There's so many other gas stations with no lines. Anyways, continue.
I think it's worth the wait, especially if you time it out where you go get your gas and then you go find a parking spot and get to Costco. I think you should probably be there on a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
Oh, my God. There's so much planning involved.
Yeah. If you go on a Saturday or Sunday, I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's obviously much more busy on
not
a weekend.
Ideal.
If you do have to go to Costco on a Saturday or Sunday, get there like 15, 20 minutes before they roll the garage door up. Or whatever it is, the metal door.
So like 7 a.m.?
Whenever it is.
Yeah, whenever like they open.
9:30. Although if you're an executive member, I think you get in an hour earlier than everybody else.
Oh,
and
wow.
The executive membership is totally worth it because you get that cash back. All you have to do is spend a certain amount of money every month and you get the cash back at the end of the year.
They really missed an opportunity not just calling it like VIP and branding it like VIP at an actual club.
In the Kirkland brand, everything that Kirkland makes, it's great. Like, don't even worry about it. If Kirkland makes it, it's a great product. Trust me on that one.
So you don't like Aldi brand stuff? You get upset over the Aldi brand chips, but you're all in for Kirkland.
Yeah. I've had the Aldi chips. I didn't like them.
All right.
I like the Costco stuff.
Guy knows what he likes.
All right. What are we doing now? Alyssa's College of Knowledge?
Yeah. Let's play again one more time.
We need a contestant. 216-474-0104. We have the Bill and Alyssa official coffee mugs that we're giving away this week. You can have a set. And all you have to do is take on Alyssa in some trivia. 216-474-0104. Alyssa's College of Knowledge in less than 10 minutes. Tony in Strongsville is here. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
Now, when I answered the phone, I heard this audible gasp from someone in your car that you are caller 14. Who is that with you?
That's my daughter, Olivia. She's 10. We listen to you every morning on the way to school, and she loves you guys.
Good morning, Olivia.
Good morning.
Thank you guys for listening to our show. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. Whoever answers the most questions correct will win this game. If it's a tie, then Alyssa wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Tony, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You can use Olivia as a lifeline.
Oh, all right.
Although, I hope that she doesn't know the answer to this first question. What alcohol is mixed into a margarita?
Tequila.
Question 2. If I'm wearing a Cartier or a Rolex, what am I wearing?
A watch, a wristwatch.
Question 3. The current host of Wheel of Fortune is Ryan Seacrest. The former host was who?
Oh, my God. Former host, Pat Sajak.
Question 4. The science fiction franchise that always begins with this iconic phrase, space, the final frontier.
I'm going to say Star Trek, but I'm not sure.
Final question. Name the U.S. state that has the least amount of rainfall.
Ooh, New Mexico, just a guess.
Tony, you did amazing. And if it wasn't for that last question, you would have gone 5 for 5. But you do have 4 correct.
That's really good. Okay.
And it might be enough to beat Alyssa. We'll find out next. Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104. Q104, it's Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa has returned to the studio. Alyssa, meet Tony in Strongsville.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Alyssa.
Also, his 10-year-old daughter, Olivia, is in the car listening along.
Oh, good morning, Olivia.
Good morning.
Olivia's very proud of Dad because Tony went 4 for 5.
Oh, nice. Okay, very good showing.
Alyssa needs 4 correct just to tie Tony. If she gets all 5, she's going to win the game. Question 1. What alcohol is mixed into a margarita?
Tequila. Da 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 da.
Question 2. If I'm wearing a Cartier or a Rolex, what am I wearing?
A watch.
The current host of Wheel of Fortune is Ryan Seacrest. The former host was who?
Ken Jennings?
How soon we forget. Pat Sajak.
Oh, yeah.
So there's 2 questions left, and Alyssa needs both of them just to tie Tony. Question 4. The science fiction franchise that always begins with this iconic phrase, space, the final frontier.
Star Wars?
Star Wars is incorrect.
Oh!
It is Star Trek.
That gets me every time.
Final question, just for fun, and this is the one that Tony missed. Name the U.S. state that has the least amount of rainfall.
I'm going to say Arizona.
Arizona is incorrect.
Wow.
It is Nevada.
Really? Jeez. Oh, my gosh.
More importantly, Tony and Olivia win Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Woo!
We're so excited.
We got some winners on our hands today.
We listen to you every single day, and every day I'm in the car, and I answer them out loud without calling, and then my daughter finally comes to me. She's like, you are so good at this, you need to call in. So I did.
See, she knows her stuff.
Yes. My name is Tony, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.